With the incidence of respiratory illness on the decline, the Sudbury Health Unit has set the COVID-19 Risk Index and Respiratory Activity Report to an active Public Health Sudbury and Districts, PHSD, said the change comes about for several reasons, including fewer cases of respiratory illness, increased population immunity as the result of vaccination, increased immunity from actual infections, reduced severity of illness, and the improved capacity to manage new waves or surges in COVID-19 or other respiratory viruses. PHSD launched the index last June to give Sudbury residents a quick daily snapshot of the local COVID condition. We launched the Risk Index tool in the summer of 2022 to help people make informed decisions about their own protective measures, such as masking or gathering, particularly when disease trends were on the rise, said Dr. Penny Sutcliffe, Medical Officer of Health for PHSD. Although the index is now listed as inactive, Sutcliffe said there are still residents who are at high risk. Public health's primary goal is to protect our community's health, particularly among more vulnerable people. As we exit the annual respiratory virus season and enter spring with promising downward illness trends, it's important to remember that some people are still at higher risk of severe illness. You can protect yourself and others by knowing your own personal health risks and taking steps that are right for you to reduce your risk of infection and severe illness, said Dr. Sutcliffe. PHSD said it follows best practices and recommendations for infection prevention and control, IPAC. In settings that provide care to vulnerable individuals, like long-term care homes and hospitals, IPAC measures remain in place. The health unit said setting the COVID-19 Risk Index and Respiratory Activity Report to inactive is part of ongoing efforts to adapt and respond to the evolving situation in our service area while continuing to help ensure the well-being of community members. If necessary, public health may reactivate the tool during times of increased risk, for example, to get through a difficult respiratory virus period, such as flu season. Public health monitors respiratory disease activity, including COVID-19 and influenza, through continuous surveillance. Data on COVID-19 cases, testing, and outbreaks will continue to be published 3 times a week online.